It's hard to visit my aunt and uncle because they're always so sick. How can we spend some time with them this Christmas?
Christmas is about ways to share God's love even when it's difficult. You'll think of something. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening today. My name is Zach. Last week, my friend gave me this old bike that had been sitting in his garage for a while. It was all rusty and in really bad shape, but I know this young kid at church who needs a bike, so I started fixing it up, even though it wasn't easy and it was a lot of work. Sharing the love of Jesus through acts of kindness is part of what Christmas is all about. It reminds me of Paul's letter to the Thessalonians. He wrote, "But as for you, brothers and sisters, do not grow weary in doing good." Our story today is called The Creative Carolers. Brenda put down the birthday card she'd gotten from her relatives. "Bobby, when's the last time we saw Aunt Vicky and Uncle Al?" Her brother shrugged. "It's been a long time. They're always too sick." Just then, Dad walked into the kitchen, wiping his hands on a rag. "Hey, Dad," Bobby said, "did you fix the go-kart yet?" "Still working on it, but it's getting cold outside, so I wanted to get a warmer coat."
"Dad," Brenda said, "how come we never see Aunt Vicky and Uncle Al anymore?"
Dad grabbed a cookie and sat down. "Aunt Vicky has developed severe allergies to many foods, so it's hard to get together for dinner. And perfumes and other odors make her break out in a rash. And her immune system is really weak, so I'm afraid one of us might pass on a virus or something." Bobby frowned. "Seems like trying to visit them is more trouble than it's worth." Brenda gave her brother a surprised look.
"I mean, I'd want to see them and everything," Bobby said. "But it seems like anything we do will just create problems."
Dad thought for a moment. "You know how I've spent most of the day working on the go-kart?" Bobby and Brenda nodded. "This job should have taken an hour at the most, but things keep going wrong," said Dad. "I'm tempted to just throw the whole thing over the back fence into the field. I tell myself, it's not worth it. I could be playing golf or something. Then I remember how much fun we had riding that old go-kart, and I figure it's worth all the trouble to fix it." It's kind of like that with visiting your aunt and uncle. It's getting harder and harder, but I know a visit would really encourage them. When we put in some creative effort to show someone we care, we're showing them the same kind of love Jesus shows us.
"What about going over to their house and caroling outside?" asked Brenda.
"We'd keep far enough away so we wouldn't give Aunt Vicky our germs, but we'd still be able to cheer them up."
Dad liked that. "That's being creative, Brenda. I think they'd appreciate that a lot. Some things are worth the extra effort."
So how about you? Is there someone you know who's going through a tough time right now?
Does a friend or family member need some encouragement? The Bible tells us to love and do good to others even when it's not easy, so they can see the love of Jesus in us. Think of some creative ways you can show someone going through a hard time that you care about them and want to help. Our key verse is 2 Thessalonians 3:13.
"But as for you, brothers and sisters, do not grow weary in doing good."
And our key thought for the day: find creative ways to help others. Do you know how many days it is until Christmas? Celebrate this year with the Keys for Kids Radio Countdown to Christmas. There'll be Christmas music to sing along to, special Christmas episodes of our radio shows like Down Gilead Lane and Adventures in Odyssey, plus extra special Christmas musicals. And don't forget about our Christmas podcast. To join all your holiday faith and fun, just go to keysforkids.net and tap on Countdown to Christmas in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.